Well, why don't we talk about some of the other pieces in the program, which, how about the Kortok piece? Not everyone maybe even knows of Kortok, the composer. I mean, he's not as famous as Bartok, at least. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about him, what you like about his music and this piece?
The funny thing is that actually I came across this particular collection of pieces by accident.
Really?
Yeah. So I was looking for something else, for this concert, though, and I was looking for this composer, Polish composer, Kulenty, mm-hmm. Hanna Kulenty. You know, I was going, browsing in the library. I knew that her piece was supposed to be there. I mm-hmm. couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But I found Kurtag, and it's like, you, right?
Yeah.
I was like, let me look at this.
Uh-huh.
So I took a bunch of those that came in several volumes. I was like, this looks really interesting. It's like mm-hmm. a collection of, you know, miniature pieces, basically. Jatekok mm-hmm. means games. And they're all like short stories or something. Mm-hmm. They're very, very interesting, I think. They are really clever and different. And in many of them, he does this homage thing to, you know, some of the people
right.
he
one
likes
of them
or respects, or just to famous composers or famous pieces. But there are so many, you wouldn't believe it.
How many do you have any idea? I mean, 20 or more?
No. There are 6 volumes. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so there must be like 20 in each volume.
Okay.
So it's tons.
Wow, so we'll hear just the cream of the crop, all of your personal favorites.
Yeah. Not that I went through all of that, but...
I think I remember a piece called Purple Prelude.
Right.
Well, can you tell us about that piece and the composer?
The composer is, composer's name is Elena Katschernin. This is a very melodic piece, actually, mm-hmm. and it has this main theme that repeats many times, and each time gets some new layers and new texture. One of the things that's really interesting about this piece is that she uses all those unexpected, I guess, accents and mm-hmm. dissonances in a very, you know, beautiful melody
mm-hmm.
in a kind of humorous way. A lot of humor in that piece.
Do you know why it's called Purple Prelude?
It came to her while she was on the plane, you mm-hmm. know, and she was talking to this pianist about Rachmaninoff, and this theme came to her, and it wasn't very Rachmaninoff-like, but very Russian-like
mm-hmm.
melody. And purple, I don't know, maybe it has something to do with the key, which is, it's in E-flat minor.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's interesting.
Well, it could be.
I'm sure it's fun for you.